Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for being here this morning. Excited that you're here. Excited to start a new series here. But before I do that, I want to let you know about just two things coming up here. First is our Discovery course. If you have not gone to Discovery, if you've been with us for a while, this is a great first step for you to kind of figure out how to get plugged in the best way. Great place for you to ask questions, learn a little bit about how we operate more. Just a great first step for you, even get connected to some other people who are newer to the campus as well. So if you have not done that, if you've been with us for a long time, if you've been with us for just a short time, make sure and sign up for that. It's August 30th, right after this service. We'll have lunch for you. We'll watch the kids for you if you need that, and it'll be a great time together. And it'll give me a chance to get to know you a little better as well, and I would look forward to doing that. So make sure you check that out. Also coming up a little later in September is the Foundations courses. So we're going to offer a set of courses there through the fall. Great opportunity for you if you're looking to deepen your faith a little bit, learn a little bit more in depth about how to study the Bible. Look at some different topics that we're going to have. We actually have a Grace College Seminary professor teaching those, so it's going to be great quality content. We'd love to have you in there and take advantage of that. And as an added benefit to that, if you're looking to be a member at Grace, that is part of that process as well. So if we can help you get connected to that, you can sign up. You can let us know that you're interested in it. Just wanted to get those on your calendar here before we go into the fall and everything gets a little crazy there. So those are there. You can find them on the website, our social media, all of that. If you need any help, just reach out to us and we would love to get you connected there in those. So like I said, we're starting a new series today. If you missed any of the last one, you can check that out on our YouTube page. You can catch up on those if you want to. Today we're going to start a new one, and really this was born out of the idea that a lot is going on in life at all times. I don't know if you felt this, especially now that we're moving into the fall, and you get schedules for everything, and you kind of settle into like the weather's not going to be as nice every day, the kids are back in school, everyone we know is kind of settled back into a routine, all that's happening, and besides all that, sometimes life can just be a little tough to navigate all the things going on there. And one of the things that I was thinking about as we're moving into the fall, and I'm sure it's probably crossed your mind too, is not necessarily that I can't make it work and that I'm not doing life, but sometimes in the midst of all that, a little bit of the craziness of the scheduling, getting everything up to speed, deciding how we're going to operate in there, sometimes it's really hard to actually sit back and see what's going on. Like from a big picture perspective, it's easy to see that I have a lot going on, that I have to make it fit in the schedule, but it's hard to sometimes take a step back and see where is all my time going, where's all my investment going. And that's the goal that this series is going to have. As we move into the fall, here's what I'd love you to do as we settle back into that together. If we could just spend some time making sure that as we move into the fall and all these things, that we actually get to the most important things in life. What I've found over time is, as busy as I may be, sometimes at the end of those times or in the middle of them, I'm like, I'm not sure I'm getting to all the most important things that I should be getting to. There's lots of things happening. I'm just like not sure I know how to look at it all. And the goal here is actually to answer this question is how do we live and have wisdom for life when it feels busy and complicated? That's the question that we're seeking to answer during this, is when life feels busy and complicated, we have lots going on, how do we actually live with wisdom in that? And the goal, the hope of this series is to give us some tools and some rhythms that can actually serve us as we look to keep Jesus at the center. So if we're a follower of Jesus, what we're always trying to do is keep Jesus at the center of our life. And that can be really difficult to describe, it can be difficult to play it out, but that's what we're trying to do. And if you're checking in with us and you're trying to figure out where you are with Jesus or you're early in your faith, I want you to know too that it's good to hear if you're going to follow Jesus or you're checking faith out what that means. And what we would say often is we want to keep Jesus at the center of that. The way that we do that is by trying to live a life with wisdom involved there. And here's the thing, though. I don't need you to have a perfect plan. That's not the goal of the series. I'm not going to get you a plan. Those of you who are like love Excel spreadsheets and you're like, Aaron, I have a spreadsheet for this fall. I actually had it last fall. You're way behind. That's not exactly what we're talking about. It's good to have a plan, but that's not the point of this necessarily. What we're saying is, can we look at our plan? Can we make our plan and actually do that with a little bit of thought an intention as we're seeking Jesus in the middle of all of what we're doing. So that's kind of the goal of this series. Here's what the Bible would say as we look at wisdom in the book of Proverbs. If you want to turn there, you can, in Proverbs 27. If you don't have a Bible, there's some in front of you in the seats there. We'd love for you to have a copy of that. Proverbs, a book full of wisdom, would say this: as a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person. I love this verse because I think it illustrates for us that if we want to see where our life is actually going, where our time is going, where our investment is going, what we have to do is actually look at it. And, you know, much like looking at a reflection, sometimes you're like, oh my goodness, no one told me I had that in my teeth. I did not see that until just now when I looked in a mirror. Some of you have those really crazy mirrors that make things very, I'm like, those should probably be illegal. I don't know how you can, so you're like looking directly into your pores, right? You got to look at a reflection to see what's going on. And what the Bible would say with wisdom is, if you want to see where your life is going, if you want to know about your life, you have to look at your heart. And the way that we would do that is to say, just like we look at a reflection of water, I'm going to look and say, okay, God, where's my time? I need to look at my life and see where it's going. I actually need to think deeply about the things I'm doing and put a little intentionality into it. Doesn't mean I'm doing right or wrong things, but I want to be doing the things I'm doing on purpose. All right, so that's where we're going. And the Bible would say it this way. I actually brought some supplies to do a little illustration here this morning as we think about this and how life can fill up. Because if we're being honest, life can kind of fill up pretty quick. And I don't know how much life you've lived. I've lived a little bit, but this is kind of happens. There's lots of things that can go into life, okay? And as you're sorting through your fall and you're thinking about all the things, you're like, okay, how do I live with wisdom? How do I think? Oftentimes, if we don't think about life, we don't put intention into it, what happens is we just start filling it up. So first I have this sand here, and we put this in here. This is, you know, as we're filling things up here, we're like, a lot can go into that. It can be things that make me comfortable. You know, I'm maybe aiming something. I got my new phone because it's, you know, phone upgrade season or whatever. I got my back-to-school clothes, feeling good about that. We're starting fall sports here. I have a golf league that I'm in. I actually have four that I'm in, and I start this one, and I got sports leagues. I'm going to have some time for scrolling on my phone, right? Maybe doom scrolling. I don't know how you use it, but I'm like putting this in here. This is filling up. All right, lots of stuff going on. Maybe you actually have some like homework and real work that you do too. You're like, Aaron, my life isn't just full of fluff. There's actually things in there that I have to do. So you have work and things around the house that you take care of. Maybe you have a car that you're like, that needs some maintenance. That's filled up here, and I'm doing this. I'm devoting my time over here, and I do this thing, and we fill it all up, and you get to the top, and here's what normally happens. Right, life fills up. That's not really the question. What happens is we get to the point where we're at the end. And it comes to the really important things. I would call these the big rocks of life. And I'm not going to make a big dramatic crash here because I don't want to have to pick up rocks everywhere. But you see what happens here is when you start to go to put these on, they're overflowing the limits of life here. Right? They're at the top. One good bump, one good anything, these are coming out. Right? They're going to fall. There's really no room for them to exist with inside my life in helpful ways. Right now, you've probably seen this illustration before. It's not, I didn't create it this morning, that this is one that's existed. But this is pretty difficult, right? When I start to think about things like, I actually want to figure out my faith. I want to figure out my faith in Jesus. That's important to me. And I have a family, I have kids that I'm taking care of, and I really invest in these people in my life, and God has given me a marriage that I'm supposed to be investing in, and my life is pretty full, and you're just trying to fit it all in here, it becomes a little challenging. Right? This is oftentimes, I think, where we would land. This is the way that I would have normally thought about things. And what Jesus would call us into is something a little different, because when we get to the big things, it's things that we want to show up to. It's not even that these aren't important, that we didn't know these were important. We're just like, how do I fit it in there? I actually do love my spouse. I love my kids, and I want to figure this out. I know I need to be present at home. And I know that God has given me this to be a part of, and I'm helping with this thing, and I know this relationship really needs, it's important. But what happens is we kind of have no room for it. And this is kind of where we're left with, is all the big stuff is overflowing the bounds of life. Right? It's in the top. It doesn't really fit in there. Jesus would talk about this as we think about how we live our life in wisdom. This is what the Bible would say in Matthew 6:33. Would say this, says, seek first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need. When I think about the way that we live, the way Jesus would define this, what I'm actually saying is I want to let God's kingdom, above all else, define my life. And here's what kingdom living is. Kingdom living is anything that God, it is God-given purpose in your life. See, for you and I, it's how we view it, but God has entrusted you with things in your life. God has entrusted me with things in my life, and that actually is what the big rocks would be, is anything in the kingdom that God says to focus on first. Because like these are the things above all else that you want to look at. God-given purpose. And so here's the point of this morning. I'm not even going to try to tell you what these big rocks are for you. Because if you're like me, you probably kind of know what they are already. In fact, as I did some thinking about my life, and maybe as you do, these are actually painfully obvious most of the time. The things that you're like, I know that I need to do these need my attention. I don't know where to put them so that they stay in my life. They're usually really obvious. But what happens is they're so obvious that sometimes it's easy to skip because you're like, well, they're making it on top. They're kind of there. But what happens is with non-intentionality, it's like one bump and they're out. They're the first thing to go. And so when we think about living with wisdom, these things that are easy to skip, we would look at these big rocks and say, these are the kingdom priorities in your life, in my life, anything that's God-given purpose in you and in your life. The Bible would go on to tell us, okay, if we're going to live differently, if we're going to follow Jesus and make that our priority, how does that actually work? Here's what the Bible would say in Ephesians 5, if you want to turn there. It would caution us almost this way. So it says, so be careful how you live. Right? Think about it. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. This is powerful because the Bible would always put these two in opposing. So the Bible would say, if you want to live wise, the opposite to that is foolishness. And I don't know about you, I've been accused of foolishness many times in my life. And oftentimes I feel it when I think about what Jesus has for me, what I'm doing or what I've done, or when I start things, I'm like, what I actually want is to live wise. And what Jesus is saying is make the most of it. And he's not even saying you have to do all the right stuff. What he's saying is don't act thoughtlessly. Give the time to actually understand what the Lord wants you from you, what he wants you to do. The Bible would say that when we follow Jesus, we are living a new life, right? There's our old life and there's our new life. So what I'm doing is this is going, I'm no longer acting thoughtlessly. I'm gonna say, what does Jesus have for me? What does he want me to do? How does he want me to think about life and the things that have to go into it? And the Bible would go on to further describe this, but here's the point that we get to is we actually get to build our lives with wisdom because of who we are in Christ. Remember, there's an old life. If I'm following Jesus, this part of me is dying. The Bible would describe it as putting on a new life, a process of change. And so with Christ in relationship with him, now I get to build my life with wisdom. So I used to make decisions this way. Now in Christ, I'm over here and I'm saying with wisdom, I'm going to look at this differently. With wisdom, I'm going to say no to these things. With wisdom, I'm going to actually think about everything that I'm doing. Because Christ would also say the point of life is not just to get through it here on earth. The point of life is not just to get what you squeeze the juice out of the lemon. What Jesus would say is there is purpose to be had. God's kingdom exists now. And we get to live in that. There's fullness. There's joy to be had. Instead of just moving through life in a way that's unhelpful. Here's how this conversation mostly comes up with me, and I feel this tension often. My boys race bikes down in Akron. I get to talk to a lot of people down there, and usually when I talk to people and I ask them questions about their life, usually I end up feeling like that's the first time they've actually said all the things they're doing out loud in a row. And by the end of saying that, they're kind of like, I don't know, we're really busy. It's complicated. We got soccer. They're just describing all this. And here's the sense I get. It's not that any of us aren't very smart. That's not it. There's tons of capable people. Everyone that I've talked to is of sound mind. What happens is sometimes we're just turning the wheel of life. Life is the way it is. And we're like, if I were to actually change things, how would I stop this thing, do what I'm supposed to do, and keep life moving? How would I get all the things done if I'm going to, that would create some massive change in my life. But I also get the sense that most people churning the wheel of life, I get there too sometimes. I'm like, I don't really like what's going on right now. Like, I'm just being pushed through life by my schedule, by my calendar, and I'm getting like pushed into the next thing. And what happens is oftentimes we're left feeling not that great about what we're doing. And it's not just like a sad feeling. You're like, what is going on here? There's a restlessness involved. There's a, I know something needs to change, but I'm not sure what it is. There's a, I'm in the grind of life. I'm producing, I'm creating, I'm making things happen, but there's some emptiness there, right? It's like a means to no end. Like, what is going on? Do I just do this for the rest of my life? Here's what Jesus would say as we move in earlier in this passage as Ephesians, as we begin to live in the new life that Christ has given us. When we live in wisdom, here's how he would describe this earlier in Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 8. For once you were full of darkness, right? This was your old life, but now you have light from the people of the Lord. So now you get to live this way. This is how you get to live now. You don't have to live feeling like there's always restlessness, like you're not sure if there's purpose in what you're doing. He's like, you can actually have the wisdom to make your life the way that it should be and be purposeful. You can live as people of the light. You can make decisions in a new way. Because what we find most of the time is not that we are always willfully doing something we shouldn't be doing. Oftentimes we're like, I have a really bad strategy for filling my calendar up. It's just who gets there first. That's not a great way to make the most meaningful investment. Oftentimes I'm just like, well, so I love people. I'm just being brutally honest with you. So like anytime someone's like, you want to hang out? I'm like, I do, more than anything. Empty time, all that I'm alone with is my thoughts. I don't want that at all, right? And like that creates something in me. I'm like, I have to live with wisdom. And so I've discovered that when I live differently, I have a bad strategy because what I'm doing is trusting in myself. And what Jesus would often say is we're living in the light. We're no longer trusting in ourselves and our own ability. I, left alone, will eventually make bad decisions, right? With Christ, I have the ability to have wisdom that saves me the pain of some of those consequences, that takes me somewhere where I actually want to go. And my trust is in the Lord. Think about the person you trust in decision-making. It feels great. In the same way that if my car is not working well, I'm not calling the person that I know knows the least about cars. I know some of you. You're like, I don't know, it's making a hissing noise. It's probably the alternator. I'm like, I don't think that it is, and I don't even know that much about cars, right? You're like, I'm calling the person I think knows the most about it. And at least in my life, I'm like, I don't always make the best decisions because I want to be with people, right? I just, anytime is a party waiting to happen. Like, let's just do it. There's other of you that are like, I just have a fear of saying no because I wouldn't want to disappoint someone. What if they're upset at me for telling them that I can't do that or this, like, right? We're not going to make it always the best. Wisdom would say that the Lord is like, that is the right decision to make. It's gonna cause this, but it is a worthy thing to invest in, to tell people that you're doing, to explain to them why you're living this way in wisdom, right? I'm trusting in the Lord now. In the same way, spiritually, if I'm like, I want my life to be full of purpose, I'm going to call on the person who can help me have the life of purpose. I don't know who that is for you. For me, that is Jesus. Right? If you're a follower of Jesus, that is Jesus. If you're not a follower of Jesus, you might be realizing that might be Jesus, or you might have some questions about it. But we need to go where we know the best decisions are going to happen. It would go on to say this earlier even in Ephesians. It says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice, as a pleasing aroma to God. This is what God is after. He's like, not only did I save you, but he's like, now I actually want to help you in your life. I don't know if you've noticed, but just showing up to church, just following Jesus, just beginning a relationship with him doesn't fix your problems. But what we have is we have the ability to go somewhere to ask for something. We have a God who cares about us, who says, I've set you an example. I've given you wisdom through God's word, and now you have the opportunity to go get that. So here's what this ends up becoming, is just a pursuit of wisdom. That's what it is. It's a pursuit of wisdom. It's a pursuit of not just knowledge, right? Knowledge is knowing the right thing to do. Wisdom is knowing how to actually apply it and why it's beneficial, right? Understanding what we're doing, having our trust in the right place. And so this pursuit of wisdom is going to cause us to do different things. So if you and I are chasing after wisdom, here's what it's going to want to look like for us, is this wisdom. If we're pursuing that together, and this series is going to set us up to think differently, if we're pursuing wisdom, here's what wisdom is going to discover if you let it and you join with Christ in it. Wisdom is going to discover what matters most. It's the first thing it's going to discover, is what matters most. You are going to discover with wisdom what your big rocks are. Right, what are these things that are important right now? What things actually matter? Sometimes we arrive at this on our own. Sometimes we need to know what actually matters. Here's what else we'll realize as we look at our life and we apply wisdom. We start to see, we'll actually discover with wisdom the things that don't actually matter that much. You're like, I guess 47 hours of TV is probably too many, maybe. I don't know what your screen time is. Luckily, Netflix doesn't send you that, I don't think. They're just like, are you still watching? Because it's like humanly probably unsafe at this point, right? Like you'll start to realize some things don't matter as much. You're like, actually saying yes to everything I'm ever invited to matters much less than me taking the time to evaluate what I'm saying yes to. And I might do all those same things, but at least I'll know why I said, right? Thinking about what we're doing. What wisdom is going to help you discover is what season you're in right now. Your life, I don't know if you know this, might be a shocker, so buckle up. Your life is going to change. And it's going to be because of decisions that you make that are great decisions. You might get married. That changes your life. Then you might have a child. That changes your life. And then if you have a couple more, that changes it even more. Here's what happens if we don't think about that. It stuff is spilling out everywhere. What wisdom is going to help me discover is what season am I in? What has God given me right now that is in my hands that I'm to hold, that I'm entrusted with? What are the things that are going to matter the most right now? You'll also discover with wisdom what or who God has entrusted to you in this season. When you have little kids, you're like, yeah, we don't do anything except for try to keep our small humans from harming themselves and trying to help them turn into larger, better behaving humans. That's like the whole thing. And you're just turning the wind. You're like, it is the thing that God has given you right now to hold. And it would be good to pay attention to that. Right? If you're married, you're like, that God has now given me a spouse that I shouldn't just make some time for. They should be a priority in my life. Right? This should be something that I invest in, and it shouldn't be the last, right? It's a thing that God has given me right now, right? You might be in a change in your life where you're changing. You're like, I'm changing a job. I have all these new coworkers, all these new things. You're like, that's something God has entrusted you with right now. It's not about, is it a bad thing or a good thing? Some of the stuff, it's not going to matter, and you'll throw it out, and you'll make room and all of that. Most of it is figuring out what is the highest priority right now in this season of my life. Who is the highest priority? What are my things here that I need to care about? Here's the last thing that wisdom would help us discover is this. This is a big one. This has been the most impactful for me personally, so it's one that I love to talk about the most, is how today's decisions affect tomorrow's life. I don't know if you've ever made a decision today and you're like, today Aaron feels very good about this. And then you're like, 3 weeks from then, you're like, today Aaron does not feel very good about this decision that I made 3 weeks ago. I think it's a skill. Like I said, I'm like, I see people, I'm like, let's do it. And then like 2 weeks, I'm like, this is a horrible decision. Not that I can't change my mind, but I'm like, a little bit of thought would have told me that this was just what I wanted right now. This is actually not what I want. Right? And we have to get comfortable asking a decision like, what's in front of me? And will the decision about these small things going into life first, will it affect tomorrow's decision of the big things that I actually have been entrusted with? Right? See, God will help us discover some of that wisdom. And here's what begins to happen. If we start to involve wisdom in the conversation, right? We're like, I'm in. I'm gonna do wise living. Here's what actually happens. Right? If we just do a little bit of work here, to just think about things a little bit, to reorder them. What ends up happening with wisdom is we discover that the big rocks that we have in our life right now, remember I said I'm not going to tell you what they are because I couldn't. You have to work with God in the wisdom. There's going to be some common denominators, but if I take these and I put the big rocks in first, this kind of changes everything, how this works. If I reorder these in here and put these big rocks in, we don't want to skip the big rocks. We want to think about these. That's why it's important. And then I start saying, okay, well, now I've got the big rocks in place here. Now I can start like putting these things in here. And this is kind of the stuff that still matters. Like I got to go to work. I got to, you know, go to the grocery store. I got to like devote my time to the people that God has put in my life. And there's places I'm involved and there's things I'm involved in. And I start to put these in here. They actually start to fit just a little better. I'll speed this up here so you don't have to watch me move rocks all day. But here's what starts to happen is now as we fill up our life with some of the same things, there's not a lot of different things in here. Actually, none in this illustration. Your life will change a little bit if you follow Jesus. But here's what starts to happen is we start to put these in here, and just with a little bit of like, I'm going to think about it a little, I'm going to like shake this around a little, what happens is all the same things are in the jar or glass or vase or whatever you want to call this thing that I'm using, the tub. And what happens is I start to put these in, and all of this stuff begins to fit just a little differently. And before, what was like sticking out the top, it was like overflowing the amount of space that I had in my life. It was going to be knocked off because I just did a little bit of thought and I reordered it a little different. And I'm changing things up and I'm working at it just a little bit more. What happens is you start to see that this all just fits in here perfectly. And like I said, you may have seen this illustration before. That's fine. But when we think about our life this way, remember, this stuff was overflowing out the top. It's like, how would I fit it in? That's the question sometimes you use, like, Aaron, how would I ever care about Jesus in my life? My life is so full. Aaron, how would I ever change this in my life? I'm like, there's actually nothing different. It is a conversation with the Lord about how do I apply wisdom here? Put the big things in first. And what you walk away with and what I walk away with is a totally different life with many of the same things in there. But it's starting to ask the Lord, what are those big rocks so I can put them in first? This is going to change everything if we think this way. And here's what it would actually allow us to do. The verse earlier talked about this is making the most of every opportunity. Making the most of every opportunity and season. If we will think this way, when God sets things in front of us, when we begin to see what life is bringing to us, when we can forecast and say, hey, I'm about to have a kid. I'm about to get married. I'm moving out. I'm going out on my own. I'm helping at church. I'm diving into this thing. I'm getting involved. I'm doing this for the first time. I've just showed up at church. What happens is you begin to say, with wisdom, I make the most of every opportunity and season because I'm asking the right question. I'm asking the right questions. And here's a thing that we need to know when we look at this. A life without intentionality does not stay empty. Right? It's not like either I fill my life up or I don't. What happens is in a life without thought just ends up full and overflowing. And you just don't know how to order anything. You're not going to be less busy. You're not going to be less overwhelmed. And you're not going to feel better about it just because you didn't put intentionality into it. The short amount of work, the day you might block off, the hour you might block off just to think about your life and where it's headed is going to pay off in dividend. It is going to help you because your life's going to get full no matter what. You already know that. I don't have to tell you. Your life is just as crazy and overwhelming as anyone else's. And then on top of that, you might have something extra that most of us might not understand. But if we start asking the right questions, what wisdom would say is God gave us exactly the life we should have, and it fits exactly where he wanted it to. If we can let God speak to us on wisdom here. And here's what will start to happen as we think about our life a little bit. You might realize, like, I need to start some things. There are some things I need to start doing that are my big rocks. I just started coming to church. That's a big rock. I need to keep doing that. Not church attendance, right? But like making Jesus priority in my life. which means I'm often thinking about him. I'm connected with him. I'm connected to the community of believers in some way. Right? I'm growing in my relationship with Christ. That's what that means. Right? I'm gonna start doing that. I need to start investing in my, I might need to hire a babysitter once in a while. I might need to do this for my marriage, do this. I might need to actually just stop, instead of just doing all these things with my kids and I might need to take advantage of those car rides, right? I might need to have less car rides if we can, if it makes sense. But I need to speak to them during that. I need to be present in this thing. You'll start some things. You might stop some things too. You might be 47 hours of TV is too much. Let's cut that down in half to start. And then we'll see. God's gonna show you some of those things. And there might be some things that you're like, I'm gonna keep this. I'm just gonna put it in a different, I'm gonna put it in a different way. This thing is a nothing burger. And so I put that on the top after everything else is done. Right? That's all happening. What will happen is if you do this, you're gonna start to discover and figure out what your big rocks is. That would be the goal of today and this week and through the series, is that you would really discover what those big rocks are that go in the bottom. What has to go in my life first before anything else. Also, I don't want you to beat yourself up over things as well. This is not a you've been doing a bad job at life conversation. What this is you can actually have life full of purpose and meaning. If you think about your life just a little bit, if you can talk to your spouse about it, if you can lead your family in this way to say, these are our big rocks. These are the things that are really important. You might still have a busy schedule. You probably will. You're still going to be exhausted. The difference is at the end of a day, you're going to feel like, man, I'm really glad we did those things. I'm really glad we decided that those were the things to prioritize with our family. Because where you might be right now, where you might end up, sometimes, even a blind squirrel finds a nut, but most of the time you're going to end up in a spot where you're like, we did all these things. I'm exhausted, and I don't know if it meant anything. I don't know if it mattered. I don't know if that has any purpose at all. Right, this is what that passage is talking about. It's like, don't live thoughtlessly. When we feel tired and exhausted for no reason, it's not a great feeling. I'm with you. I'm like, I think that might have been too much. I think I might not wake up. I don't know what's going on in my life, but something has to change, but I don't know how to. When we use wisdom and we move with Christ, what happens is we do things and we're busy and we're fruitful and we're making things, we're still creating, we're still doing a lot of the same things. We're working hard, but we're working hard for the right things. We're discovering that my hard work doesn't have to be a shotgun blast to just try to get a bunch of stuff done and touch everything a little bit. What happens is I can focus my energy and go really deeply into the things that matter. Right? This is the living with wisdom that the Bible would be talking about here. It's what Christ wants to do is not just, he's going to save us from our sin, and he also wants us to become effective in living and working in the kingdom of God. And it's an opportunity that we have there. And so I would love this week if you spent some time to discover with wisdom some of the things that we talked about here, to identify those big rocks. And maybe you're like, those are sitting on top right now. And this fall, I want to make these go in. I want to put those in first. I'm just going to reorder some things. I'm going to ask some questions. Here's the question you can ask this week if you need a question to just talk to the Lord about. This is what you should ask. Lord, what things matter more in my life right now? Not earlier this summer, not a year ago, but in the season that I'm moving into, when school starts up, when things happen, Lord, what things matter more in my life right now than maybe before? What opportunity do I have in front of me here? And I believe that if you connect with the Lord on that and we can grab a hold of this together, that it's really going to change things. You're going to feel purposeful. You're going to feel like the Lord has set something before you there. And before you leave today, this is kind of silly, but I brought some buckets of rocks, okay? And what I would love for you to do on your way out is grab a big rock. You can have more than one if you want. I'm not going to make the rules. And here's what I'd love for you to do. Take that thing and put it somewhere this week where it's going to remind you to ask that question. Lord, what are the big rocks in my life? Lord, what are the things that you would have me prioritize? And you can put it in your car, put it on your sink next to your toothbrush. I don't know what you do, but like anywhere that you're going to see it a bunch this week, probably keep it, don't throw it anywhere, okay? I worked with student ministry, so I have to give this lecture eventually. The safety team's like, you gave them what today? Big rocks? My kids were pumped about it. But I would love for you to take a rock, okay? Put that somewhere. They're dusty. I didn't wash them off. Sorry about that. But you'll be fine. Just take those and put them somewhere. See if you can grab a hold of this. And as we move through this series, there's a couple things we're going to dive into. I'm like, if we think about our life, if we kind of put some of these things in place, it's going to help us be close to the Lord if we want to be. It's going to help us discover that if I were to live life with Jesus, what would that mean? And this is what it is. What I want to do is this, is I'll have the band come up just to give us some time here to think and pray. But what I'd love for you to do during this first song is just to simply ask that question. Ask the question, Lord, what is more important right now for me? Because all of this being said, the most important thing to me is that you would connect with the Lord on it, because that's where the real things are going to happen. When you connect with the Lord on this, he's going to show you those things and help you walk towards them and help you figure out how to reorder those. So what I want to do is just pray for us and then give you that time to spend with the Lord. Lord, we're thankful for you. We're thankful, Lord, for your grace and mercy to us, that you would have saved us from our sin, Lord, that you would come as our Savior to this earth, as the God of the universe. God, it's also amazing and continually amazing that you also live with us in this life. God, you didn't just save us and leave us here for nothing. God, you saved us to a purpose in our life, a God-given purpose. God, I pray for all of us as we just look at our lives. There are so many things fighting for our attention this very moment, each day. Whether it's needs of others, it's legitimate things, Lord. There's all kinds of technology and other things as well. But Lord, there's things fighting for our attention. Lord, what we want to say right now, if we're coming with an open heart, that our attention is yours. And would you help us, Lord, to just take a look at our life? Would you identify these big rocks for us? God, if we're followers of Jesus, through your Spirit, would you help us to understand what things need to go into our life first? Would you guide us there? We want to live with wisdom, and your word says that you will freely give wisdom because you love us, because you want us to be, Lord, step in step with you here as we live this life. Lord, I pray that this would lead to lots of things in our life, but mainly, Lord, purpose and connection with you. Would you give us open hearts during this series, Lord, to hear what your Spirit has to say? Lord, if there are people here who are not followers of Jesus, would you help them to deeply understand your love for them? And that, Lord, no matter where their life is today, or how it feels, or how distant it feels, or how disconnected or purposeless, Lord, that you want to know them, to love them, to save them, and Lord, you have purpose for them in this life today. God, wherever we are, would you meet us there? If people need to reach out, would you help them to do that? But God, deeply connect with them in this moment. God, would you hear our hearts? Amen.